You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have come upon, in these strangest of strange days, what might well be the strangest corporate earnings season we are ever going to get. Over the next couple of weeks, we are going to hear from publicly traded companies how they did April through June, or in virus speak, in the worst of the crisis. So far, I guess I should say. And honestly, it's anybody's guess.
There is no crystal ball for this.
That's Andrea Eisfeld. She's an economist at the University of California, Los Angeles.
In a state of heightened uncertainty, usually investors sort of, you know, worry for the worst, but here they're sort of hoping for the best.
In the face, it has to be said, of a lot of evidence, the latest dose of which came this afternoon from California Governor Gavin Newsom, ordering some of the reopening in this state to close. Restaurants, hair salons, gyms, among them.
A lot of the things that we were worried about, like reopening too soon, having to shut down again.
As a lot of epidemiologists and economists were telling us was going to happen. One more thing to remember about all the earnings reports we are going to see the next couple of weeks.
It doesn't take into account anything about the investment spending, you know, that has surely declined precipitously. So even if we have demand returning, we haven't been investing in future growth.
Future growth is going to come. We should be clear about that. It's just a question of when and of how much. Directly related to that, future growth, that is, although I will tell you we didn't plan it this way when we were putting the show together, but directly related to that future growth is this country's mask problem. Science tells us wearing a mask is our best defense. Politics from the White House has tangled that message badly, and it's become more difficult than it should be to get the truth out. So local governments and companies have turned to the magic of marketing and advertising to try to unmix that message. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at whether the fine art of persuasion can get people to mask up.
Back in May, New York launched a competition for ads persuading people to wear masks. There were more than 600 entries. The winner is a riff on the famous I Heart New York slogan.
When we show up in a mask,
we're showing up for each other.
Show your love for New York.
Because New York loves you.
California and Oregon have put out similar public service ads, and the Austin Chamber of Commerce recently started sending this message.
Wear a mask. A mask on each of us is a win for all of us.
Edward Russell, a professor of advertising at Syracuse University, says PSAs like this can work.
Seat belts, don't drink and drive, Smokey the Bear for forest fires, take a bite out of crime.
He says those campaigns changed public perception of certain issues. But masks aren't forest fires, which everyone agrees are bad. The battle over masks has become personal. So Russell says the messaging has to be personal.
The message has to be fast and simple. There has to be something in it for me.
He says facts can be convincing, showing how the virus spreads from one person to the next and how masks can help prevent that. That's the focus of Uber's new TV commercial. The ad shows a series of people's masked faces with text underneath saying, when you wear a mask, you protect Jin. Jin protects Chelsea. Chelsea protects Raphael. The final line, no mask, no ride. Jim Nail is a marketing analyst at Forrester.
Certainly brands do see an opportunity to strengthen that bond between them and their customers.
And between them and their workers, who, in the end, have to enforce the rules and take the heat from customers who don't want to follow them. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.